Skiers hit the trails earlier this month in support of the Sioux Area Hospital Foundation's 14th annual Skill the Trails event. This event took place on March 2, raising $15,000 for medical equipment at Sioux Area Hospital. After last year's mild weather, we were thrilled to see the snowfall for this event. Attendees shared the conditions were near peak for the season. It was a perfect day to be on the trails, shared Teresa Martoni, executive director of Sioux Area Hospital Foundation, in a news release issued today. We couldn't do what we do, providing the hospital with the equipment it needs, without the support of our community and those who take part in these events. Thanks to all who sponsored, participated and pledged. For more information, see the press release below. Mother Nature was on the side of Sioux Area Hospital Foundation this year. Winter enthusiasts hit the trails Sunday, March 2, in support of the 14th annual Ski the Trails event, presented by Ellis Dawn Facilities Services, SA, Inc., raising funds for vital medical equipment at Sioux Area Hospital. The event kicked off with participants meeting up at the Kinsman Center early Sunday morning. Participants had the chance to ski, snowshoe or fat bike the morning away on the snowy trails of Hiawatha Highlands. This year was the return of the Kilometer Challenge. A challenge inspired by Dr. Phil Dopp and Dr. Jamie Curran's original dare that started this annual event, to ski all the trails at Hiawatha in one morning, 34 km. Congratulations to Fiona Ortiz, who came out on top as our Kilometer Challenge winner, after skiing an impressive 40.32 km, way to go. In addition to awarding our top trekker with the Kilometer Challenge prize, top fundraisers also received some great prizes. Congratulations to the top fundraising team, the Solomon Ski Squad, who won a Peace Restaurant dining experience, and the top fundraising individual, Amanda Mother, who won a stay cation at the Water Tower Inn. As the morning activities wrapped up, participants made their way to the Water Tower Inn for a delicious brunch spread, sponsored by Fengate Asset Management. After filling up on pancakes, attendees were invited to relax at the Club Cabana Aqua Spa, enjoying the sauna and indoor pool, the perfect way to unwind after a morning of skiing. After last year's mild weather, we were thrilled to see the snowfall for this event. Attendees shared the conditions were near peak for the season. It was a perfect day to be on the trails, shared Teresa Martoni, executive director of Sioux Area Hospital Foundation. We couldn't do what we do, providing the hospital with the equipment it needs, without the support of our community and those who take part in these events. Thanks to all who sponsored, participated and pledged. Thank you to our generous sponsors Ellis Dawn Facilities Services, SA, Inc., Fengate Asset Management, the Pavilion at the Water Tower Inn, Algoma Bicycle Company, Family Dentistry on Bay, Floriani, O'Toole and Dual Orthodontists, Peace Restaurant, the Tap Room, Up and Down Lounge and the Greenhouse Spa. This event would not be possible without the partnership of Hiawatha Highlands, the Sioux Finnish Nordic Ski Club and the Algoma University Nordic Ski Team.